Why she can't do that? Why she can't do the daf? He's also sick. All right, then we'll say let's begin. Let's begin. So we left off page top of page 17. So zehiros eronos hadavar achi hagioni yesh lacha asaf sharos lishmor ale ishius shalcha v'hi tishar tahora unikia. So right, Rav Castillo, there is the ability for us to preserve our personality and to ensure that it remains holy and clean. Zelo hadavar achi hagioni ba'olam. Is this name, or most remember, following up what we spoke about yesterday, that there is this ability to preserve one's personality, to preserve one's individuality, to preserve one's neshama through living life in an alert fashion, right? Living life in an alert fashion, meaning always being alert to the challenges and the pitfalls all around us. So says Rav Castillo, once you know that there is that possibility, is it not logical to avail myself of it? If I have a child and I want to protect my child from certain things, I want to make sure that my child is not exposed to negative things, to problematic things. Atala wrote, for example, Atala wrote, Sesha Yelachacha, Yiret Munos, Mizazos, Vishma Dvarim Pogim, Vyakir Anoshim Shalidim. For example, I want to make sure that my child doesn't see any kind of disturbing images, or to hear negative things, or to encounter bad people. Gonna have to keep him inside, you know, mamash locked in his room. Kizelo barilo lenefesh. The idea over here is that every single parent wants to protect and needs to protect their child from certain negative external influences, because it's not good for the child's maturation. It's not good for his nefesh if at the end of the day he's exposed to these negative things. V'lachin ato nishar ma'od legabov. Therefore, again, you have to be very careful with him. Umarchik oso mehadvarim ha'elu. And you have to go ahead and distance him from all of these things. Az lama ata omer umisnahi kach klapi hayilodim uklapi atzmichalo. So if Castile asks a very interesting question, he says, why is it that sometimes we're so protective of our children and not protective enough of ourselves? Right? Meaning, again, I'm so careful, but what about I'm going to allow my child to be exposed to it? And by the way, that's a good thing. That's a very important thing. But yet, when it comes to my own neshama, when it comes to my own nefesh, I'm not as vigilant. Lama ze tov be'isnagus im yelodim, v'lo tov be'isnagus im atzmecho. Why is it the right standard in my interaction with my children, but yet not demanded with my interaction with myself? Hora shemegunon ala yelet shelo. Ha'im hu hore pachtan. So what's it? Tell me, a parent who ultimately tries to protect his child from negative influences, do we say that he's a pachtan? Do we say that such a person is just simply fearful, is simply frightened? Ha'im hu hore atzbani. Is he an anxious parent? Hu lo atzbani v'lo pachtan. He's not anxious and he's not a fearful parent. Rather, who ohev es yaldo, he's a parent who loves his child. Fulo rotze shi yaldo yishma dvarim roim. And he simply does not want his child to hear negative things. Hu rotze lahagin al nafsho haraka. He wants to protect the soft and sensitive nefesh of his child. Ha nefesh shal yaldo yofe utmima vulo rotze lakal kolosa. Besides, a parent who realizes that he realizes that his child's neshama is so malleable and so influenceable. Influenceable?
You let it go.
Right. Sounds like a machla. Right? So therefore he realizes that at the end of the day, his child has the ability to be influenced so easily. And therefore, again, he doesn't want to mess up that beautiful, pure, and pristine neshama. L'chol echad mehitanu yesh dvarim yafim utamimim. So for each and every one of us, there are beautiful and perfect things. Yesh benotov, yesh banutov. We each have so much good within us. Avas adam, love for one another. Nitya le'emes v'tzedek. We have a proclivity or a predisposition towards emes, towards truth, tzedek, righteousness, or justice, ratzon lazor anoshim achirim, and a desire to want to help others, meaning to transcend the self, bo unishmar zeh. So says Rav Kashtiel, we just have to be careful to watch over it, to preserve it, and to make sure not to lose it. And his mashal is so profound, because the truth is every single parent, we're always so careful, and this is a good thing with our children, right? How many times do we tell our children, you know, be careful, you know, wear a coat when you're going outside. They're going out to play with their friends, be careful. As they get older and they start driving, you know, call me when you get to your destination. It's an amazing, amazing thing. So says Rav Kashtiel, why? Because on one hand, yes, it's just parental worry. But when they're younger, we're so careful, especially with the influences, because I realize that my child is so pure. You know, so you know that moment where your child learns something that you didn't want them to learn, right? That first moment that they learn whatever it is, whether they learn a word that you never wanted your child to know that word, or they learn about some other inyan in life that you did not want them to know about. At least, you mean, you want them to know about it ultimately, but you didn't want them to know about it now, and they learn about it, and as a parent, you're crushed because you feel like you didn't do enough to preserve that innocence of childhood. In reality, more often than not, that happens to all kids. It happened to all of us as kids. That's the way that it is. Says Rav Kashtiel, imagine if we just applied that same standard to us. I am. Each of us are pure. Each of us are innocent. Each of us are incredible. And Lemaisa, what I really want to be able to do in life is to preserve that. How do I preserve that? That's the being alert to everything in life. If we're not alert in life, anachnu yicholim lekalkel bekalei kalus es techunas hanefesh hayavos shenimtzos b'sochinu. But if we are not alert enough, unfortunately, we can end up going ahead and being mekalkel and ultimately ruining in the easiest fashion the tchunos hanefesh hayavos shenimtzos b'sochinu, the beautiful soulful aspects that we possess within. If nishma lashon hara, but said this is just the way that it is. If we listen to lashon hara, as nihye pachos im ayin tov lebrios. But say it's an amazing thing. What happens when you listen to lashon hara? But say you know the impact of lashon hara. We know this because we've all experienced this. It's not just to the person, to the subject lashon hara, right? So let's say Reuven tells me lashon hara about Shimon. So it goes without saying that I'm going to look at Shimon differently, right? We'll say, you know, even if I say I'm not being mekabel the lashon hara, you can't help but absorb some piece of that slanderous report, which means that I, by definition, I'm going to look at Shimon differently, just the way that it is. But you know what's even worse than that? What's even worse than that is it's not just Shimon. You begin to look at people differently. After enough time of being mekabel lashon hara, you get jaded on people. Right? Meaning you begin to become cynical about all people, not just the subject. It's true. If you look at Misapri Lashon Hara, people who are just known to be the Yemtas. So the truth is, they don't have a nice thing to say about anyone. They're cynical about everyone. But that's the power of Lashon Hara. It doesn't just change me vis-a-vis the subject of Lashon Hara. It changes me vis-a-vis everyone. What happens? As mi'e pachosim ayin tov lebrios, mi'e pachos tamimim. We're less innocent. Pachos nedivim. We're less giving. Because why should I give? Why should I be giving? Why should I be generous if people in general aren't so good? Yoser egotistim, right? More egocentric. Ki anachnu mushpoim midvarim shelilim. Because I'm being influenced by negative speech. Anachnu rotzim lishmor al hanefesh shelanu. We want to go ahead and guard and watch over our nefesh. Shetiyah nikiya lochin limur haTorah mataras olahavi osar barosha brishona. Right, they will say we want to make sure, excuse me, that our nefesh, that our soul, is nikiya, is pure, and therefore again we learn Torah in order to bring us to this basic level of alertness. Koma rishona lezihirus pshuta shana shama lotelech liibud. They will say, do you know what the first step? The first step, ultimately, again, to purity is making sure I don't mess myself up. Isn't that an interesting thing? The first step to purity, well, says an incredible yisod. The first step to personal purity is not about doing something to acquire some additional level and or dimension of purity. Why? Because the truth is the amazing part about Yiddishkeit, all the purity I need, I already possess within. Isn't that amazing? Everything I need to be successful in life as a Jew, in a spiritual fashion, I already possess within. Step number one is, don't mess it up. How do I avoid messing it up? That's where Torah comes in. Because what Torah does is, Torah, as we said yesterday, creates an awareness. Torah creates a certain awareness, alertness in life that teaches me in life, there's kasher treif, tamei tahar, mutar asur. And once I understand those constructs, that there are things that are good for me and things that are not so good for me, then what? Then I'm alert as to how I walk through life. Once I'm alert, then I know I have a greater statistical probability of not messing up my kedusha. Eich yitachin sheyirta lahalim einav me'atzalaso. How would it ever happen that if I know that I have the ability to save myself from pitfalls, of course I would not want to shield my eyes from that. Stam behimahi kacha chaya. If animals are alert as to their realities, the Rebbe said, all the more so, how much more we have to be. We'll have to stop over here for today. But the Rebbe said, there's an incredible, this, I think what Rav Kashtiel is alerting to us today is this incredible yisod. This comparison to children teaches us this idea. And this is so very important. It's important in terms of tshuva. It's important in terms of self-development. That to become holy doesn't require me to acquire anything. What it requires of me is to preserve the natural kedusha that is within. Meaning, understand, we start off life holy. We start off life and holy. The challenge of life is that sometimes as a result of our actions or inactions, we go ahead and we tarnish that holiness as we go on. So the goal in life is, I have holiness. If I'm alert, I could preserve that holiness. We'll talk about afterwards how if you tarnish the holiness, the internal holiness, how you could go back and reclaim it. But step number one is nothing you do. Step number two is like protect the quarterback. Like step number two is go ahead and circle the wagons. The kedusha is there. Be alert enough to be able to preserve it. So we'll stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem will pick up with this on Monday. What?